It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Bricktown Ballpark in Oklahoma City, where tonight the Tacoma Rainiers take on the Oklahoma City Dodgers. It is the opening game of a six-game series. Also, the first game of a 12-game road trip for the Rainiers, a trip that is going to start here at OKC and move on to Las Vegas before Tacoma returns home for the final homestand of the year, which starts 2 weeks from today on September 20th. So a long roadie here. On the mound for the Rainiers in the opener tonight is Justice Sheffield. The left-hander will be opposed by an Oklahoma City bullpen game that will be started by Bo Burrows, who used to be in the Dodgers starting rotation but moved to the bullpen a month ago, making a spot start today. So Burrows on the hill for Oklahoma City and Justice Sheffield for the Tacoma Rainiers. The opening game of the six-game series is the Rainiers' first game in this ballpark since 2019. The Rainiers played three games here that year, lost all three of them. Their last victory in this ballpark was in 2017. It's a long time ago. Now, it's not that long of a losing streak, just five games total. The Rainiers just haven't been coming here to Oklahoma City due to the schedule in recent years. But Tacoma looking to get a win early in this series, preferably in Game 1 today, and move on from there. The Rainiers entering play today are nine games under 500 at 60-69 on the year. Oklahoma City has the best record in the league at 73-56. And they're in a real pennant race, a pennant race that the Rainiers have a chance to play spoiler in. We'll talk about that when the Tacoma Rainiers pregame show continues right after this.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
The Rainiers opening a six-game series in Oklahoma City this evening. And for Tacoma, a chance for the Rainiers to make an impact on the Eastern Division pennant race, which is a three-team race, three teams separated by just 3.5 games with 21 games to go. And the Rainiers have 12 games against teams in that Eastern Division race. Oklahoma City is in first place. They have a two-game lead over Round Rock and a 3.5 game lead over El Paso. The Rainiers have these six games against first-place Oklahoma City starting tonight. And when the Rainiers get home 2 weeks from now, that final homestand of the year is going to be a six-gamer against Round Rock, who is in second place right now. So the Rainiers are going to have head-to-head ball games against the top teams in the East down this stretch, and the Rainiers could kind of throw some chaos into that division race, especially if they beat up on first-place Oklahoma City. These two teams did play a six-game series earlier this year in Tacoma. That was a split. The Rainiers went 3-3 in that one. And at that time, Oklahoma City was really rolling, and the Rainiers were kind of playing okay. And the split felt pretty good. The Rainiers played well in that series and had the split against the team that has been the best in the league all season long, Oklahoma City. We'll get to the starting lineups in today's game when the pregame show continues right after this.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's ballgame. First for the visiting Tacoma Rainiers, who have 60 wins and 69 losses on the year. The Seattle Mariners AAA club is managed by Tim Fedorovich. Leading out for Tacoma, playing left field is Forrest Wall. Batting second, the first baseman, Evan White. Hitting third is designated hitter Kyle Lewis. In the cleanup spot, right fielder Jared Kelnick. Batting fifth and doing the catching is Brian O'Keefe. Hitting sixth for the Rainiers, Eric Mejia. He's at third base today. Batting seventh is the shortstop, Mason McCoy. Hitting eighth is second baseman Jonathan Villar. And batting ninth, center fielder Derek Hill. On the mound, Justice Sheffield. Sheffield 5-7 with a 7.12 ERA. The Oklahoma City Dodgers have 73 wins and 56 losses. They are, of course, the Los Angeles Dodgers AAA club. Their manager is Travis Barbary. Leading off for Oklahoma City, playing center field, is Drew Avens. Batting second, the second baseman, Michael Bush. Hitting third is right fielder James Outman. In the cleanup spot, left fielder Jason Martin. Hitting fifth, the designated hitter, Tomas Talis. Batting sixth, the doing the catching is Hunter Fiducia. Hitting seventh, the shortstop, Jake Amaya. Batting eighth, third baseman, Devin Mann. And hitting ninth, first baseman, Andy Burns. On the mound, Bo Burrows. Burrows has a mark of 6 wins and 5 losses with a 7.07 ERA. Our umpire, Steven Hutchinski, is behind the plate. Crew chief Aaron Higgins at first and Reed Bassner at third. It's Tacoma and Oklahoma City series opener. That'll do it for the pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch of the start of tonight's game right after this.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
It's Tacoma and Oklahoma City. Good evening, everybody. Mike Curto back with you from Bricktown Ballpark. And we're ready to go. First pitch of the game to Forrest Wall is swung on and fouled away. And we are underway here at Chickasaw Bricktown Ballpark. That's the sponsored name here that's been in place for a few years now. Rainiers have not been here since 2019. Here's the 0-1 pitch from Burrows to Wall, and it is taken up and away for a ball. One ball, one strike. The Rainiers just split the 6-game series at home with Sacramento. Had a chance to win that series as the next pitch to Wall is skied to shallow left. Jason Martin, the left fielder, is under it, and he makes the catch, and one man is out at the top of the first inning. Forrest Wall flies out, and now Evan White will be the batter. White in there at first base today, hitting .221 in 26 games for the Raiders with seven homers, .853 OPS. Both teams wearing their Copa de la Diversión jerseys today. As here's one outside for a ball to Evan White. Right here is wearing their La Familia de Tacoma jerseys. So now the next pitch is a swing and a miss for a strike, and the count's even, 1-1. The Oklahoma City Dodgers. Their Copa de la Diversión name is Spanish for the blue sky. As here's a grounder to third, fielded by Mann, and a throw to first in time to get Evan White, and two men are gone in the top of the first. So White grounds out to third base, and quickly two men are out. The Oklahoma City Cielo Azul. And their jerseys are light blue, as it is a blue sky here in Oklahoma City at the moment. Kyle Lewis standing in now. Two outs, no one on, just underway. And Burroughs' pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. Burroughs was in the Oklahoma City rotation for the first 3 months of the season, really 4 months, and then moved to the bullpen in right around August 1st. Sears went up high for a ball. One of his best outings of the year came against Tacoma at Cheney Stadium when he allowed just one run over five innings, surrendering just two hits. That was July 13th. Next pitch is outside for a ball. He got the win in that game. Burroughs, a first-round draft pick of the Detroit Tigers in 2015. Here's his next pitch to Lewis, and it is called a strike. Three balls, one strike to Kyle Lewis. And the next pitch is up and in. That is ball four. So Kyle Lewis will head down to first base. He draws a walk with two outs, and he is the first man to reach base today. And he now has reached base safely in nine straight games. Walks are something we will keep an eye on in this series. Oklahoma City hitters draw a lot of them, and their pitchers issue a lot of them too, so we could see walks play a big role in the outcomes of the games this week. Here's Jared Kelnick, and Burroughs' pitch is down and in for a ball, 1-0. Kelnick hitting .280 with 15 homers, 27 doubles. Now the next pitch is on its way, and it is swung on and hit in the air to shallow left, tight to the line. Martin is over, and he makes the catch in fair territory, and Kelnick is out, and that does it for Tacoma in the top of the first inning. No runs, hits, or errors. One man left on. We go to the bottom of the first. Tacoma nothing. Oklahoma City coming to the plate.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Oh, the Red Ears did not score in the top of the first. And the new pitcher is Justice Sheffield on the mound for the Red Ears today. And Sheffield making his 21st start for Tacoma, 5-7 with a 7.12 ERA. 92 and a third innings, he has struck out 82 and walked 36. Interesting matchup for Sheffield today with Oklahoma City, because the Oklahoma City Dodgers roster is so heavily left-handed that they had to start a lot of lefties today against Sheffield. His first pitch is outside for a ball. They have five left-handed hitters in the starting lineup, three more on the bench. Eight of the 13 batters on their roster are left-handed swingers. Here's one outside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes to Drew Avins. Avins hitting .277, five homers, .377 on base percentage, which ranks eighth best in the league. Next pitch from Sheffield is outside for a ball. Avins draws a lot of walks. Man, he's way ahead in the count here, 3-0, right out of the gate. Now Sheffield into his motion of the pitch is over for a called strike. Next pitch from Sheff, swung on, hit sharply, but right to the shortstop. Handled by McCoy, and he throws to first for the out, and one man is gone at the bottom of the first inning. So Avins grounds out to shortstop, and now Michael Bush will be the hitter. Bush, one of the Dodgers' highly rated prospects, hitting .267 with 17 homers, .808 OPS in his first taste of AAA ball. Left hand hitting second baseman's got some pop, and he takes the first pitch outside for a ball. Bush strikes out a lot, 117 Ks and just over 400 plate appearances. He takes the next one down low for a ball. 2-2. So two balls, no strikes. And the next pitch in there for a called strike. Count moves to 2-1. Sheffield works with a fastball in the low 90s on the gun. He's got some sink to it. Has a good slider and a change. And his next pitch is over for a called strike with a heater. 2-2 the count. Now Sheffield ready. Here comes the 2-2 pitch on its way, and it is down low for a ball. Count goes full, 3-2. Sheffield coming off a start where he got the win against Sacramento, allowing three runs in six innings on just three hits. So now the 3-2 pitch is outside, ball four. It was close, but just missed the zone, and Bush draws a one-out walk, so he heads down to first base. And now here's James Outman. Outman hitting .303 in 37 games for Oklahoma City with nine homers and 49 runs batted in. And an OPS of 1,062. He's just been on a tear for Oklahoma City, including a historic accomplishment just last week as he swings and misses their strike one. A little more than a week ago, I guess. He hit for the cycle twice in a span of four games, which just defies all logic and reason. So now the 0-1 pitch is low and away for a ball. Nobody for Oklahoma City had hit for the cycle in 11 years. And then Outman did it on August 26th here against El Paso. And then four games later, August 30th at Round Rock, he did it again. Now the pitch is grounded towards short. That's fielded by McCoy. He takes it to the bag for one, throws to first, not in time. Outman avoids the double play. But the Red Ears get the force out on Bush at second base. So Outman reaches on a fielder's choice, and now Jason Martin will be the hitter. Martin, dangerous hitter to say the least, hitting 282 with 30 homers and 102 runs batted in. Leads the league in both home runs and runs batted in. Only 30 home run man in the league at the moment. Only 100 RBI man in the league at the moment. Sheffield's pitch is hit in the air towards left center field and fairly deep but playable. And back to make the catch is Forrest Wall, shy of the warning track in left center. And Martin is out, and that does it for Oklahoma City. No runs, hits, or errors. One man left. We go to the second inning of play. Tacoma and Oklahoma City are scoreless.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you have to drive 300 miles to your cousin's wedding. Okay, so it's his fourth. But you know what they say, fourth time's the charm. Well, here's the problem. Your tires are as bald as I am. But lucky for you, eBay Motors has tires for just about every make and model. Plus wheels, lug nuts, jack stands, and more. 122 million parts. Do they have tissues? Oh, good, because I'm definitely a crier. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
At Boot Barn, we believe that the cowboy boot is an American icon. Today's boots are not only rooted in history, but are enhanced with modern technology features for the working cowboy. Ariat boots are built with advanced technology that provides the comfort and support of a high-performance athletic shoe, yet still has the functionality and durability of the iconic cowboy boot. And at Boot Barn, we carry over a quarter of a million pairs of Ariat boots nationwide. Ariat at Boot Barn.
No score between Tacoma and Oklahoma City. We head to the second inning of play here at Bricktown Ballpark. Brian O'Keefe, Eric Mejia, and Mason McCoy to bat this inning against the right-hander Bo Burrows. O'Keefe stands in, hitting 254 with 13 homers, 792 OPS, and he sends a foul ball straight back. That is strike one. 0-1 the count. We're at Bricktown Ballpark. This is a cool stadium, one of the more unique ballparks in the Pacific Coast League, a stadium definitely worth checking out, as here's one up and in for a ball to O'Keefe. It is anything but ordinary, made out of bricks, as you might imagine. It's in Bricktown. So now the next pitch is up high for a ball. Bricktown is a district of downtown Oklahoma City that's, you know, got the older brick buildings and brick streets. So now the pitch is swung on and grounded between short and third and threw into left field. A base hit for Brian O'Keefe, and that leads things off in the second inning. And that's the first hit of the game for either team. Brian O'Keefe with a single to left. And now Eric Mejia will be the batter. The ballpark here has a lot of artistic elements to it that make it unique. It is a shrine to Oklahoma's baseball history, which is a rich history. Some of the greatest players in the history of the game are from here. Here's a drive deep to right field. Down the line. Is it fair? Is it foul? It is a foul ball. Down the right field line. Mejia nearly getting a homer down the line. You walk around the offside of this ballpark, there are statues of Johnny Bench and Mickey Mantle and Warren Spahn. There are areas throughout this ballpark with plaques and little bits of history about great players from Oklahoma's past. So now here's the next pitch to Mejia, and it is a swing and a miss. And then the field itself is unique, and that it is not a symmetrical cookie-cutter type of field, but actually has all kinds of unusual angles to the outfield fence. So now the pitch is up high to Mejia. and some unique dimensions. A little short to left field, 325 down the line, 350 to straightaway left field. And then it gets very deep in left center. The fence angles out to 415 feet to left center field. Next pitch to Mejia, bounces up to the plate, rolls away from the catcher, Fiducia, and taking second base is O'Keefe. The wild pitch moves the runner up. Man in scoring position now. And the count's even to Mejia, 2-2. It's 400 feet to straightaway center, and then the fence comes in kind of close towards right center, 377 to right center, but is deep in the corner, 365 to straightaway right, and I can't quite see it, but I think it's 340 to the right field foul pole. So here's a swing and a bouncer foul on the first base side. There's a tall wall in the right field corner, about 20 feet tall. The rest of the outfield fence is 10 feet high. Bullpens behind the outfield fence in left center and right center. The Dodgers are in left center. The Rainiers are in right center. Now the pitch is swung on and sprayed into center field. Base hit for Mejia, and they are going to hold O'Keefe at third as the throw comes in from Drew Avens. And the Red Ears have a couple of base hits here in the second and runners at first and third with nobody out and Mason McCoy coming to the plate. So a scoring opportunity for the Red Ears here at the top of the second. Red Ears dugout here is on the first base side. The Dodgers home dugout and home clubhouse onto the third base side. Now McCoy looks out towards Burrows, and the pitch is in there for a strike. This ballpark was built in 1998, which is the same year that Oklahoma City joined the Pacific Coast League. They had been in the American Association, a now defunct league. We used to have three AAA leagues, and in 1998 they reorganized it down to two leagues, same number of teams, but they just changed the leagues. Right, the PCL had 16 teams for a while until 2021, then we dropped down to 10. Now a swing and a drive to right off the bat of McCoy. Outman back, still back. This is over his head and up against the fence. Oh, Outman crashes into the wall. Scoring from third is O'Keefe. Mejia ends up at third base, and it's a double and an RBI for Mason McCoy. And Outman has to repair the right field fence. He crashed into it, and some padding fell off of the fence in right field, a padding that he banged into and helped to prevent injury, but now they got to find a way to reattach it. Outman just he crashed into that right field fence and some padding fell down on him, and he ended up having to just basically cast it aside, couldn't reattach it. So look out in the right field corner. If you go running out there. Mason McCoy with a RBI double. Runners at second and third with nobody out. Jonathan Villar, the batter. He used to play here at Oklahoma City when they were a Houston Astros affiliate. And the pitch to Villar is inside. It gets away from Fiducia. Here comes Mejia from third, and he will score. And taking third base is McCoy. And it is 2-0 Tacoma as they get a run on the second wild pitch of the inning. And now the Dodgers will bring the infield in with a runner at third and nobody out and a 1-0 count on VR. And they've started bullpen action. Burrows is a reliever these days, making a spot start in a bullpen game, so they're already warming up their next pitcher. Here's one low and away to VR. Two balls, no strikes. Here comes the 2-0 pitch, and this is crushed to right field, deep and back, and this is gone. A line shot of a three-run home run for Jonathan Villar. The two-run home run, pardon me, makes it 4-0 Rainiers in the top of the second inning. Wow, the Raiders went down without a hit in the first inning, but in the second inning, it's gone single, single, double, homer, four straight hits. And VR lining his second home run as a Rainier. And now Derek Hill is the batter. Travis Barbary is making the call to the bullpen. The Oklahoma City manager has seen enough of Burrows. It's bullpen game. We're going to see a lot of their relief pitchers in this game. And here is the first pitching change of today's contest. We'll take a break for this pitching change here in the top of the second inning with a score, Tacoma 4, Oklahoma City nothing.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusOfTacomaFife.com.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Right here is up 4-0 here at Oklahoma City, and we are in the top of the second inning. The home run that Jonathan Villar just hit cleared the bases and knocked out the Oklahoma City pitcher, Bo Burrows. He went one inning, allowed 4 hits and 4 runs all earned, walked 1, struck out none. The new pitcher is Aaron Oceanbein, who has never faced the Red Ears before. His first pitch to Derek Hill is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Oceanbein is appearing in his 10th game for Oklahoma City, 1-1 with a 13.03 ERA. Misses with his next pitch, 2-0 to Hill. He's only pitched 9 2/3 innings at the AAA level. He's had control problems, walking 11 and striking out just 5. Here's the 2-0 to Hill, and it is in there for a strike, 2-1. Oceanbein promoted to Oklahoma City from AA Tulsa in mid-June. He was dealing there, has struggled at the AAA level, and has also spent a good chunk of time, 6 weeks, on the injured list. Oceanbein with a 2-1 pitch on its way to Derek Hill, and it is outside. 3-1. Derek Hill hitting 203 in 19 games for Tacoma with a 728 OPS. Now the pitch is swung on and grounded to the shifted second baseman Bush, who fields it up the middle, throws to first on a close play, but Hill is out, and one man is gone at the top of the second inning. Derek Hill bounces out, and now Forrest Wall will be the batter. Forrest Wall flat out to left field earlier. He's 0-1 today. And the pitch is swung on and fouled back. There's strike one. Now the next pitch, up high for a ball. Now the next pitch down low for a ball. So Wall's ahead of the count, 2-1. Aaron Oceanbine was the Dodgers' sixth-round pick in 2019 out of Eastern Kentucky University, where he received 2 degrees. So the pitch is bounced foul on the first base side. Oceanbine with a bachelor's degree in aviation management and a master's degree in corporate security operations. That was not an available major in my college days. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Wall goes down swinging, and there's the second out at the top of the second inning. And now Evan White will be the batter. White grounded out to third base earlier. He's 0-for-1. And the pitch is a ball. 1-0 the count to White. Next pitch, poured in there for a strike. And this pitch is taken for a ball. Just missed outside. 2 balls, 1 strike to White, who was off in the Red Ears' last game on Sunday. The Red Ears did not play yesterday. They traveled to Oklahoma City yesterday. So this pitch is a swing and a foul back. They lost on Sunday to Sacramento 2-1. They had a chance to win that series. They were ahead 3-2, needed to win that finale to win the series, but had a bad game offensively on Sunday at Cheney. Just 4 hits, left a bunch of runners on because they did draw a lot of walks. So here's a swing and a miss, strike three. White goes down swinging, and that closes out the top of the second. But the Red Ears with a big inning. They score 4 runs at the top of the second inning on 4 hits. There were no errors and no one left on. We go to the bottom of the second inning. It's Tecoma 4, Oklahoma City nothing.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app,
so we can track our spending,
deposit checks,
manage debit and credit cards,
pay bills,
and send money just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Red Ears off to a good start, 4-0 Tecoma. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Justice Sheffield with some early run support, and he will face Tomas Talis, Hunter Fiducia, and Jake Amaya here in the bottom of the second inning. Talis will start things off at a 282 with a homer. Switch hitter, he'll bat right-handed against Justice Sheffield, who's into his motion, and the pitch is take it inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. First of 6 here in Oklahoma City, and we have a day game tomorrow. As this next pitch from Sheffield is in there for a called strike. with the time change back to Tacoma from here. We're in the central time zone in Oklahoma City. Tomorrow's game is now the 1-1 is hit foul down the right field line, strike two. Tomorrow's game starts at 10:05 a.m. Pacific time. So early baseball coming your way tomorrow. Then we'll be back to night games Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Here's a grounder to the left side, dropping to a knee to field it is McCoy. Now he's up, and he throws to first in time to get Talese, and one man is gone at the bottom of the second inning. Sheffield retires the leadoff man on a grounder to short. Now Hunter Fiducia will be the batter. Fiducia, left-hand hitter, batting 224. Five homers in 31 games. Two of those came against Tacoma. His first two AAA homers came at Cheney Stadium in the same day as he takes a strike. That was July 12th. He homered twice. That was 0-1. The 0-1 from Sheffield is fouled away. There's strike two. No balls, two strikes to the Oklahoma City catcher. Next pitch misses for a ball. 1-2. The 1-2 pitch is a swing and a foul back still. One ball, two strikes. Sheffield looking for his first strikeout of the day. He's into his motion. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and it is high and tight. 2-2. Now the next pitch. Swung on, grounded off the mound, and fielding it despite a strange bounce off the hill is McCoy, and he throws out Fiducia at first base. Another nice play from Mason McCoy. You just get used to seeing him. He's so good on D. This ball was hit sharply off the side of the mound, the third base side, the slope, and it took a different bounce because of that, bouncing away from the shortstop to the hole side, and McCoy able to stay with it, adjust, and make the play. Two down, and now Jake Amaya is the hitter, and he takes a strike. Amaya hitting 232 in his first season of AAA ball with five homers, 676 OPS. Sheffield's next pitch is outside for a ball, and that evens things up 1-1. Oklahoma City just played a six-game series on the road at Round Rock against their closest competitor in the East. And after winning the first game of that series, Oklahoma City lost the next four, and Round Rock was within one game of first and could have tied for first place if they won the last game on Sunday, but Oklahoma City beat them in that game. And now has a two-game lead in the East. Here's one up high. And those two teams are done playing one another this year. No more head-to-head. Three balls, one strike to Jake Amaya. Sheffield's pitch is called a strike, and the count goes full, 3-2. Sheffield gets the sign from his catcher, Brian O'Keefe. He's into his motion, and the payoff pitch is fouled off. Still 3-2. Payoff pitch again. And it's high ball four, and Amaya heads down to first base with a two-out walk. So he's aboard. And now Devin Mann is the batter. Mann hitting 244 in his first 28 AAA games with one homer. It's 740 OPS. And And Sheffield's pitch runs inside on the right-hand swinging Devin Mann. That's ball one. Yeah, the 1-0 in there for a strike, and the count's even now, 1-1. And the 1-1 pitch is inside for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Next pitch, high ball three. Sheffield suddenly having a little trouble finding the strike zone with these right-handed hitters. Just walked Amaya, and now behind in the count, 3-1 to Mann. Here comes the 3-1 pitch, and it's a swing and a foul tip at the plate. And the count goes full, 3-2. So three balls, two strikes, runner at first with two outs. And here's Sheffield with a payoff pitch on its way. And it is inside, ball four. So back-to-back walks are issued with two outs in the second. That's three walks issued by Sheffield. And up now will be Andy Burns. And we talked earlier about how walks are going to be a factor in this game as Brian O'Keefe visits the mound. They just draw a lot of them, Oklahoma City. They have drawn almost 100 more walks this season than the Rainiers have. The Rainiers have 543 walks drawn this year, which is about four per game. And Oklahoma City has 638 walks drawn this year, almost five a game. So Sheffield has walked back-to-back batters with two outs in the second. Andy Burns, veteran infielder, hitting 206 in 80 games with seven homers, 657 OPS. Here's Sheffield with a pitch, and it is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Right here, shift Burns, three infielders on the left side and only Evan White on the right side. One ball, no strikes, the count. And the pitch from Sheffield is taken for a called strike, and that evens things up, 1-1. Sheffield in his first jam of the day. Time called while the Red Ears are beginning some bullpen activity, and one of the players has to run out there to the pen behind the right center field fence. And Sheffield, trying to pitch his way through this jam, had to pause while they warm up his would-be replacement. Now here's the 1-1. And it is swung on. It bounced through the right side and into right center, a base hit. Coming around third is Amaya. He will score. Taking second and stopping there is Mann. It's an RBI single for Andy Burns. And Oklahoma City is on the scoreboard. It is Tacoma 4, Oklahoma City 1. So the walks lead to one run, and the possibility of more is now the lineup turns over and Drew Avins warms up. In the Rainiers bullpen, looks like Kyle Bird is loosening up. Sheffield now with a left versus left advantage on Avens, and his first pitch is over for a called strike. Now here's the next pitch from Sheffield, and it is outside of the dirt, bounces away from O'Keefe, and the runners are going to move up on the wild pitch. Mann takes third, and advancing to second is Burns. So the runners move up. Two men in scoring position now with two outs and an even count on Avens. The next pitch, swung on, bounced to the right of the mound, charged by VR, barehand pickup, can't make the throw to first, one run scores, breaking home is Burns. Sheffield picks up the loose ball, throws home, but it's not in time. Two runs score, and it is 4-3. A little dribbler to the right of the mound, Sheffield couldn't reach it. VR had to charge in from second, and he fielded it with a bare hand and then lost the handle on it as he was trying to throw it to first in one motion. Sheffield picked up the ball, threw it to the catcher, but sliding it safely was Burns, who was running on contact from second base and scored all the way. It is a 4-3 ball game. And now Michael Busch bats with a runner at first and two outs. And Sheffield with a look towards first base, where Avens has his lead, being held on by Evan White. Here's the pitch with the runner going. It's down low. O'Keefe's throw to second, not in time. Stealing second base is Drew Avens, his 30th steal of the year. He is sixth in the league in stolen bases. Avens now the tying runner in scoring position. They're going to give Avens two runs batted in on that infield single. You don't see that every day. Now a swing and a foul out of play by Busch. And the count's even, 1-1. I got the second run on that play strictly from aggressive base running from Andy Burns and from their third base coach as well with the send. And it is their manager, Barbary, who coaches third. Here's a fly ball to center field. Lining it up is Derek Hill, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. But Oklahoma City scores three runs at the bottom of the second inning, and they do it with two hits. There were no errors, and one runner was left on base. We go to the third inning. It's Tacoma 4, Oklahoma City 3.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
We go to the third inning of play here in Oklahoma City. Red Ears 4, Dodgers 3. Each team doing all the scoring in the second inning. Kyle Lewis to lead off the third for Tacoma against the right-hander Aaron Oceanbine. And the pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. Lewis walked in the first, his only plate appearance so far. Hitting .281 in 27 games for Tacoma with 8 homers, .969 OPS. Now the 1-0 pitch is outside for a ball. 2 balls, no strikes. So Lewis out ahead of the count, 2-0. And the pitch is called a strike, and it's 2-1. Now the 2-1 pitch is high, ball 3. 3-1. Here comes the 3-1. Swung on, hit up the middle on the ground, fielded by the shifted second baseman Bush. His throw to first is in time to get Lewis. And one man is out at the top of the third inning. Kyle Lewis grounds out to the second baseman. And now Jared Kelnick will be the hitter. Kelnick flied out to left field earlier. He's 0 for 1 today. Shift is on for Kelnick. 3 infielders on the right side, and the pitch is fouled away. The Oklahoma City infield is Burns at first base, Bush at second, Amaya at short, and Mann's third. Outfield is Martin in left field, Avens in center, and Outman in right. Now the pitch is hit in the air towards Drew Avens in center field. He comes in several steps and is there and makes the catch, and Kelnick is out number 2. Right here scored 4 runs against Bo Burrows with no one out in the second inning. And then they replaced him after VR's 2-run homer brought in Aaron Oceanbine, and he's retired all 5 batters he has faced with a couple of strikeouts. Now Brian O'Keefe will bat. He singled and scored last inning. And the pitch from Oceanbine is a fastball up and in. 1-0 the count. Now the next pitch is up and in, and it hit him. It hit O'Keefe on the left hand, and he is in some pain as he has been awarded first base, but the Red Ears manager Tim Fedorovich and trainer Michael Feliciano are already on the scene checking on O'Keefe, who's really in some pain. He got hit on the left hand by that pitch. And yeah, right off the top of his left hand. And that hurt. He had the hamate bone surgery in spring training this year that caused him to miss the first month of the season for the Red Ears. And now he gets hit by this pitch on the left hand. And they're still looking at him right near home plate. And O'Keefe's going to stay in the game and run for himself. We'll see if he goes out there to catch at the bottom of the inning. But O'Keefe definitely in some pain in the left hand. And he is aboard at first base. So up now is Eric Mejia, switch hitter batting left-handed against Oceanbine. O'Keefe leads from first base. Shift is on for Mejia, and he takes outside for a ball. He singled to center last inning and scored. He's now hit safely in 19 of his last 22 games. 1-0 pitch from Oceanbine to Mejia is in the dirt for a ball. 2 balls, no strikes. Nice weather here in Oklahoma City. We got lucky in that regard. Temperatures in the upper 80s, right around 90 in the afternoon. That's not bad. It's not super humid or anything. Here's one low and away to Mejia. And as the sun sets and darkness comes in here in Oklahoma City, the temperature drops a little bit and it becomes quite pleasant. Warm summer evening. Here's a pitch in for a strike. 3-1. Three balls, one strike to Mejia, and this pitch is a foul tip, and the count goes full, 3-2. So O'Keefe will be on the move with the pitch here. They're playing behind him at first base. Three balls, two strikes to Mejia with two outs. And Oceanbine's pitch is swung on, hit in the air towards left center field. Pretty well struck. Back is Avens. He's going to have room, and he makes the catch for the final out of the inning. Mejia flies out to center, and the Red Ears do not score in the top of the third inning. No runs, hits, or errors, and one man left on base. We go to the bottom of the third inning. It's Tecoba 4, Oklahoma City 3.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
Tecoba 4, Oklahoma City 3 is our score. We go to the bottom of the third inning here at Bricktown Ballpark in Oklahoma City. Red Ears making their first trip here since 2019. And in 2019, the Red Ears came here for a three-game series. It did not go well. The Red Ears lost all three games on that trip, and they haven't won a game here since 2017. They didn't play here in 2018. Came here in 2017, won a couple games. The last winning pitcher for Tecoba here in Oklahoma City was Max Posey. Remember him? Big tall guy, right-hander. So there's a pitch in for a strike to James Outman leading off the bottom of the third. Sheffield's still out there, and Brian O'Keefe is catching. He stays in the game after getting hit on the hand by that pitch. Next pitch over for a strike, going two to Outman. Yeah, Posey got the win the last time the Rainiers won a game here in Oklahoma City. As there's a swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Outman, and one man is gone in the third. First strike out of the game for Sheffield. And now Jason Martin will be the batter. One Rainier homered in their last victory in this ballpark. It was Danny Muno, who, after his playing days, worked in the Rainier's front office there and then COVID came, and I heard he was training to be a firefighter. That's the last I heard on Muno. Pitch in for a strike to Jason Martin. But, yeah, he homered here, helped the Red Ears win a game in 2017, their last win in this park. Here's a swing and a little bouncer to the right side. Slowly hit. VR has it. Throws to first in time for the out, and two men are gone at the bottom of the third inning. And now Tomas Talis is the batter. Speaking of slow rollers, that reminds me, they just announced a scoring change between innings on the ball that Drew Avens hit that brought in two runs in the second inning. The slow roller to VR that he fielded. He tried to pick up with a bare hand and throw to first all in one motion, but the ball slipped out of his hand, was picked up by Sheffield, and then threw home. As the pitch to Talis is up high for a ball. They have ruled that the second run on that play scored on a throwing error by Sheffield, an errant throw home. It was offline. I didn't think it was that bad of a throw. Sears one inside to Talis. But it was off. The catcher, O'Keefe, had to reach up the first baseline to catch it and kind of leave the plate a little bit. As here's one up high to Talis. So they did hit Sheffield with an error on that, although it on Sheffield's side of things, it does make the last run of the inning unearned. Now the next pitch misses ball four. Another two-out walk. The two-out walks killed him last inning. And he walks to Lease. He has walked three of the four right-handed batters who have come to the plate in this game. The lefties, he's been mowing down. And here's another lefty in Hunter Fiducia, who grounded out to shortstop earlier and is 0 for 1. And the pitch is ball one. Just missed ball one. Sheffield with a look in for the signs from O'Keefe. And here comes the 1-0 pitch, and it swung on. It bounced slowly right side. VR tries to pick it up with a backhand. Can't, and then does pick it up and throw to first, but it's too late, and safe is Fiducia. Another infield single for Oklahoma City. They have three hits in this game. Two of them are infield singles, and the other one was a shift-beating bouncer. So two on with two outs for Jake Amaya, who walked and scored last inning, a right-hand batter. And the pitch to Amaya is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Next delivery, swing and a miss. Kind of a half swing at that. And that evens things up. Now the 1-1. Inside for a ball, 2-1. Oklahoma City warming up right-hander Mark Washington in the pen. 2-1 pitch coming, and it is a called strike to Amaya, and the count's even 2-2. Now this one is a called strike three, and down goes Amaya as Sheffield hit the upper outside corner of the strike zone to get his second strike out of the day and finish off the bottom of the third inning. No runs on a hit. There were no errors and two runners left on. We go to the fourth inning. It's Tacoma 4, Oklahoma City 3.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is
is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
At Canon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Canon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at canonelectric.com for more information.
Moving on to the fourth inning, it is Tacoma 4, Oklahoma City 3. Dodgers bring in a new pitcher to pitch the top of the fourth. Right-hander Mark Washington is in from the pen. His 21st appearance, 0-2 with a 4.74 ERA. 23 strikeouts, 11 walks for Washington in 24 and two-thirds innings. He's in relief of Aaron Oschenbein, who went two scoreless innings without allowing a hit, no walks, two strikeouts, hit a batter with a pitch. Here's Mason McCoy. He doubled to drive in a run in the second, and he swings and misses at the first pitch. There's strike one. McCoy with that double in the second inning has now reached base safely in 13 straight games. Washington's pitch is down low for a ball. Bullpen game for Oklahoma City. They are in good shape for that today. As here's a swing and a foul out of play. Yesterday was a day off, of course, and the day before on Sunday when Oklahoma City won at Round Rock, they used only two pitchers in that game. They had a four-inning relief stint from Andre Jackson to get a four-inning save. Four shutout innings of one-hit ball. Next pitch, strike three, swinging. McCoy goes down, and one man is out of the fourth. Third strikeout for Oklahoma City pitching today, and now Jonathan Villar is the batter. Villar hit the two-run homer to right field in the second inning that capped the four-run rally for the Red Ears. And he bats left-handed against Washington and fouls the first pitch back. There's strike one. Other results from Sunday, and these were all night games that were played after the Rainiers game ended. El Paso beat Salt Lake 6-1 as VR hits a little bouncer, slowly hit to second, but it's fielded by Bush, and he throws out VR at first base. Two men are gone to the fourth. And now Derek Hill will be the batter. So El Paso stayed 3.5 games back in the East. They're still in it. Albuquerque beat Sugarland in 10 innings, 7-6. Was 5-5 after 9, and the former Rainier DJ Peterson hit a two-run homer at the top of the 10th for Albuquerque, his 16th of the year. That proved to be the game winner. Here's one up high to Hill for a ball. And then Sunday night in Reno, there was a ridiculous game between Las Vegas and Reno. It's now a swing and a miss by Hill, 1-1 the count. Lots of lead changes. And Reno won it 13-12. Washington's 1-1 pitch swung on, grounded to short, scooped up by Amaya. His throw to first is in time to get Hill on a very close play. He nearly beat that out. I think Hill thinks he did beat it out, but first base umpire Aaron Higgins with the call, and that's that. Hill grounds out to shortstop. It's three up, three down in the top of the fourth inning. We go to the bottom of the fourth. It is Tacoma 4, Oklahoma City 3.
Spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Right here is leading 4-3 over Oklahoma City. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Devin Mann, Andy Burns, and Drew Avins to bat this inning against Justice Sheffield. And the pitch to Mann, leading things off, is taken up and in for a ball. Mann walked and scored in the second inning, right-hand batter. Pitch is inside. Two and zero the count. Next pitch from Sheffield, hit in the air towards center. Derek Hill is there, and he makes the catch. One man is gone. So one out for Andy Burns, who singled to drive in a run in the second. He's one for one today. So we got to take a closer look at that Reno game last night. The Reno won on Sunday night, pardon me, as the pitch is in for a strike to Burns. 13-12, back and forth, wild game. As here's one fouled away. Vegas scored first, went up 2-0. Reno got five to go ahead 5-2. Vegas tied it up 5-5. Reno scored two to take a 7-5 lead. Vegas scored three to take an 8-7 lead. Reno scored three to take a 10-8 lead. Vegas got two runs to tie at 10-10. Then in the seventh, Vegas scored two runs to take a 12-10 lead. And in the bottom of the eighth, Reno scored three runs to go ahead 13-12, and they actually pitched a scoreless ninth inning and won by that score. Just a crazy affair in Reno. Series one down low, count is now 1-2 to Andy Burns. They scored 25 runs. There were 37 hits and no homers. And no triples. All singles and doubles. Here's a grounder to third base. That's fielded by Mejia, and he fires to first for the out. Two men are gone. Burns grounds out to third. And now Drew Avins will be the batter. Reno won the game with 19 hits. They had 16 singles and three doubles and scored 13 runs. Vegas scored 12 runs on 14 singles and four doubles, 18 total hits. No homers, that's crazy. It's not very 2022 of them. Sears went up high for a ball to Drew Avins, 1-0. The guy who filled up the box score the most was Reno's Dominic Canzone. He was on base five times and scored four runs and drove in three. Sheffield misses up and into Avins, 2-0. Reno opened up a nine-game lead in the division with that win. As the next pitch is in for a strike, 2-1. It's really non-competitive in terms of a pennant race in the West. Reno in first place, 72-57. No one else is over 500. So this next pitch misses high, ball three. Las Vegas is nine games out of first. Tacoma and Salt Lake are tied in third, 12 back. And Sacramento is 14 games out. 3-1 pitch is low, ball four, two out walk. Third straight inning that Sheffield has retired the first two batters and then walked the third batter. And he has walked five in 3 2/3 innings. And now Michael Bush is the batter. Reno leading the division, and they're counting the days to clinching it. Nine-game lead with 21 to go, so not close just yet, but they're all but certain to get there. So here's a toss to first, and Avens is back. They did lose one of their top pitchers. Ryan Nelson got called up by the Diamondbacks. Nelson leading the PCL with 10 wins. Made his big league debut yesterday and was terrific. Runner goes, pitch is low, and no throw by O'Keefe, who loses the handle. And that is Avon's second steal of this game and 31st of the year. So he's in scoring position, representing the tying run with two outs. Want to know the count to Bush. And Sheffield checks the runner at second base. Now his pitch is swung out and fouled away. And the count goes to 1-1. Ryan Nelson tossed seven shutout innings against the Padres yesterday in his major league debut, got the win. One pitch on its way to Bush. And it's a check swing, and the pitch is called a strike regardless. 1-2 the count. Two outs, runner at second. Tacoma leading 4-3. One-two pitch, swung on, bounced slowly to the right side, picked up by Whitey, underhands to Sheffield, covering first in time for the out on a close play, and that wraps up the bottom of the fourth inning. No runs, hits, or errors, and one man left on base, and we go to the fifth. It is Tacoma 4, Oklahoma City 3.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's called the Missouri Guidance System. And MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
We go to the fifth inning. It is Tacoma 4, Oklahoma City 3. Top of the order coming up. Forrest Wall, Evan White, Kyle Lewis to face Mark Washington. And the pitch to Wall is taken down and in for a ball, 1-0. Wall's 0-2 with a fly out and a strikeout. Washington winds, and the 1-0 pitch. Wall shows bunt, takes a strike, and the count's even 1-1. Now the wind and the pitch is taken down low. Two balls, one strike. Two-one pitch, swing and a miss. And the count's even 2-2. Wall had a huge August, hit .365 in the month of August, had a .444 on base percentage. September's been a different story, just 1-for-14. He fouls the next pitch back. Still two balls, two strikes. Washington's ready. Here comes the 2-2, and it is a swing and a miss, strike three, and Wall goes down swinging for the second time tonight. Washington's retired all four batters he has faced since entering the game, and now Evan White will be the hitter. White's 0-for-2 with a ground out and a strikeout. And the first pitch to him misses for a ball this time around, 1-0. Delivery is lined right to the second baseman, caught there by Bush. And two men are out in the fifth. Evan White lines out, and now Kyle Lewis will be the hitter. He's 0-for-2. Pardon me, 0-for-1, he drew a walk. His first time up, grounded out his second time up. Pitch from Washington is taken up high for a ball. First pitch fastball from the right-hander. Washington began this year at Double-A Tulsa, was bumped up to Triple-A midseason. He throws a breaking ball down low. Two balls, no strikes. Washington, a 25th round draft pick in 2017. They don't even have 25 rounds in the draft anymore. 2-0 pitch bounced foul. Count goes to 2-1. Two-one pitch. Outside, ball three. So 3-1 the count. And the pitch is swung on, bounced towards first base. That's fielded by Andy Burns, and he'll take it to the bag himself for the putout, and the inning is over. Three up, three down in the top of the fifth. Washington has thrown two perfect innings out of the Oklahoma City bullpen. We go to the bottom of the fifth. It is Tacoma 4, Oklahoma City 3.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's, we're here for you.
My name is Jay Allen, Alzheimer's advocate, country artist, and songwriter, and I'm back on air with Boot Barn.
Every little memory made of you and me, every little glimpse of who you used to be, I know you're still in there, deep down somewhere, I swear I still see you, between the blanks there.
Learn more about the movement at bootbarn.com/backonair.
Everyone's getting more with Verizon, the network America relies on.
For real?
Yep, for real. New and current customers can get the new Samsung Galaxy Z Flip 4 on us with select trade-in and select 5G unlimited plans. Plus, get $200 when you switch.
Nice.
Everybody's getting more with the network America relies on, Verizon. 5G Ultra Wideband available in select areas. $999.99 device payment purchase with new or upgrade smartphone line on select 5G unlimited plans required. $200 Verizon e-gift card with port in. Less up to $1,000 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. 0% APR. Trade-in conditions and additional terms apply.
We go to the bottom of the fifth. Tacoma 4, Oklahoma City 3 is the score. Justice Sheffield out of the hill. He'll face James Outman, Jason Martin, and Tomas Talese in the bottom of the fifth inning. And Sheffield is into his motion. Here we go. The first pitch of the inning is taken outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Outman's 0-for-2 today with a ground out and a strikeout. And the next pitch from Sheffield is fouled away. And the count's even 1-1. Oklahoma City with bullpen action. The rehabbing major leaguer Danny Duffy is loosening up. Now the 1-1 to Outman is a swing and a miss there, strike two. Now swinging a little roller right side, fielded by White, underhands to Sheffield, and he can't beat Outman to the bag. Outman legs it out for an infield single on a close play at first base. And Sheffield thought he beat him there, but did not, in the eyes of the umpire anyway. So Outman with an infield hit to get things started in the fifth inning. And now Jason Martin is the batter. Martin, the league home run leader, 0-for-2 today, with a fly out and a ground out. Now a swing and a miss. Now a toss to first base and back in is Outman. Sheffield ready. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Time called by the batter. No, that was a pitch clock violation. So pitch clock violation, 1-1 now the count to Martin, and the pitch is up high for a ball, 2-1. No, that was not a pitch clock violation. They're now saying it wasn't, and the count is 1-1. Okay. Now Sheffield's next pitch is swung on, bounced towards second base. VR has it, flips it to McCoy. There's one on to first. There's two, a double play. That erases the base runner. Sheffield gets the 4-6-3 double play. VR to McCoy to White. And just like that, two men are gone at the bottom of the fifth. And now Tomas Talese is the hitter. He's 0-for-1 with a ground out and a walk. Now the pitch is on its way, and it is in there for a strike, going 1 the count. Now the next pitch, grounded towards third. That's fielded by Mejia. And he throws to first for the out, and the inning is over. And it ends up being an easy one for Sheffield, with the double play ball being the escape. Made it quick and easy in the end. He faces just three hitters. No runs on a hit, no one left. We go to the sixth inning. It is Tacoma 4, Oklahoma City 3.
Ready for an MVP move? Electric vehicle charging at home just got easier and more affordable. Tacoma Power now offers incentives to customers towards the purchase of faster Level 2 charging equipment. Whether you're thinking about buying an electric vehicle or already own one, upgrade now and get up to $600 off. Learn more at mytpu.org.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Tacoma 4, Oklahoma City 3. We head to the sixth inning of play. And a new pitcher has come in for Oklahoma City. It's the veteran Major League lefty, Danny Duffy, who is on a rehab assignment with the Oklahoma City Dodgers. He is their version of Matthew Boyd with the Mariners in that he was acquired last year at the trade deadline when he was injured. They traded for him from the Royals. He was having a big first half, but he was out with a flexor tendon strain. They were hoping, the Dodgers were, that it would recover and he would be able to pitch for them down the stretch, but instead he ended up having to have that flexor tendon surgery, exact same surgery that Matthew Boyd had. His first pitch to Kelnick is outside for a ball. And that has shelved him for this entire season until very recently when he started the rehab assignment, and the Dodgers are thinking he might be able to help him out of the bullpen the last week or two of the Major League season and into the playoffs as his next pitch is outside to Kelnick. Count goes to 2-0. But Duffy, always a solid starter for the Kansas City Royals. 33-year-old left-hander. Here's his 2-0 pitch to Kelnick. And it is fouled out of play. The count goes to 2-1. Duffy, part of the Royals World Series clubs in 2014 and 2015. 2-1 the count. Here's his pitch now to Kelnick, and it is taken outside, ball three. Duffy's in his third appearance for Oklahoma City. In each of his first two rehab outings, he pitched one scoreless inning. And he has four strikeouts in his two innings. Now the pitch is ripped into the alleyway in right center field, and that's going to split the gap, take a bounce, and go over the wall. An automatic double for Jared Kelnick leading off the sixth inning. Ball was hit on the screws to right center field, and Kelnick has his 28th double of the year. So Jared Kelnick doubling to right center. Off the lefty, always good to see, especially a lefty of some major league caliber in Danny Duffy. And now here's Brian O'Keefe. And the pitch is swung on, and that's looped out into right center field and is going to fall in for a base hit. Kelnick had, well, he's around third, and now they stop him, and that's the smart move. He stops at third. Zach Vinci, the third base coach, throwing up the stop sign. And runners are at the corners with nobody out. It looked, as Kelnick came tearing around third, it looked like the Rainiers were going to run into a bad out right there, but no, Vinci put up the stop sign to prevent that from happening. So runners at first and third with nobody out, and now Eric Mejia will be the hitter. Mejia, switch hitter, will bat right-handed for his first time today. So a couple of hits to greet Danny Duffy, and the next pitch is in the dirt for a ball. Ball one to Mejia. Mejia is 1-for-2 with a single and a run scored.
Duffy. Royals draft pick in 2007. Third rounder. It's a long time ago. Here's a swing and a miss. Counts 1-1. He was drafted out of high school out of Lompoc, California, which I learned how to pronounce from the former Rainiers hitting coach, Roy Howell, who was from Lompoc. As the next pitch is inside and low for a ball, 2-1. Duffy reached the majors at age 22. And he does have over 10 years of service, maxed that out. So now the 2-1 pitch is a swing and a foul back, and the count's even now, 2-2. And when Duffy was pitching in AAA on his way to the big leagues, it was with the Royals, and that meant he pitched in Omaha, which was in the Pacific Coast League at that time when he was there. 2-2 pitch is outside into the backstop. Breaking home is Kelnick, and he is going to score. And taking second base is O'Keefe, and the Rainiers lead it 5-3. So a pitch gets away, and the Rainiers add a run. We'll wait for the scorer's decision on that. Wild pitch or pass ball. It was outside. They're going to go pass ball on Hunter Fiducia, the catcher. Now the 3-2, swing and a miss, strike three. Bahia went after a pitch up high. And there's the first out at the top of the sixth inning. Now Mason McCoy will be the hitter. Bahia and Duffy were actually teammates with the Royals in 2020 and 2021. As Bahia got big league time with Kansas City both those seasons. Here's Mason McCoy, and the pitch from Duffy is taken down low for a ball. So 1-0 the count to McCoy. And this pitch is down and in. Two balls, no strikes. 5-3 Tacoma, top of the sixth inning. Opening game of a six-game series between the AAA affiliates of the Seattle Mariners and Los Angeles Dodgers. 2-0 pitch is fouled back and out of play, and the count goes to 2-1. Landed on the roof of my booth. I can hear it bouncing around up there. Two balls, one strike. And Duffy again with the pitch, and it is taken high, ball three. 3-1 to Mason McCoy. And the next pitch from Danny Duffy is high, ball four, and McCoy heads down to first base, having drawn the walk. There's action in the Oklahoma City bullpen in case Duffy struggles more. Three of the first four batters have reached. Two on, one out for Jonathan Villar, who hammered a two-run homer in the second inning. And the pitch to VR is up and away, ball one. When VR homered in the second inning, he was a left-handed batter. Now he's batting right-handed. Now the 1-0 pitch is fouled off out of play, and the count goes even 1-1. Now a swing and a fly down the right field line. Slicing, it goes foul and out of play. One and two, the count. And the pitch is low for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Right here's looking to add more runs here at the top of the sixth inning with two on and one out. Two balls, two strikes to Jonathan Villar. Duffy's pitch is down and in, ball three. Count goes full. Right here's have Derek Hill on deck. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. VR goes down swinging, and that's the second out here at the top of the sixth inning. Well, that's probably it for Duffy. On his way to the mound is Travis Barbary, the manager of the Dodgers, and looks like he's going to make a change here. And he is. Duffy's done after five hitters today. So we'll take a break for this pitching change. Two on, two out. Derek Hill coming to the plate for the Red Ears. Our score, Tacoma 5, Oklahoma City 3.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
We're in the top of the sixth inning. A run is in for the Red Ears. They lead it 5-3. They have runners at first and second with two outs. New pitcher is Daniel Zamora, who was with the Red Ears last year. And the lefty will face Derek Hill. Zamora, part of the Red Ears championship squad last season. Here's the pitch to Hill, and it is taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. He's been with Oklahoma City all of this year, and in 43 appearances, Zamora is 3-2 with three saves and has a 4.10 ERA. 63 strikeouts at 52 and two-thirds innings with 23 walks. 0-1 pitch is low for a ball. One ball, one strike. Now the 1-1, nope, time called. Hill steps out of the batter's box for a moment. So one ball, one strike, two on, two out. Right here's trying to add to a two-run lead. And the pitch is swung on and grounded foul on the third base side, and that sawed off Derek Hill. He's going to need to get a new bat. So he heads to the dugout to pick out a new stick. Nothing worse than cracking a bat on the first day of a 12-game road trip. Get into the surplus immediately. Hill heads back to the batter's box now. One ball, two strikes, the count. Here comes the next pitch from Zamora, and this is laced down the right field line. Fair ball. That's going to get down into the corner. It'd be extra bases for Hill. Scoring is O'Keefe. McCoy's around third. He's headed home. He's going to score. Hill's going for three. The relay there, and they got him at third base. Nice relay from the shortstop, Amaya, to the third baseman, Mann, to tag out Derek Hill, but two-run score on the play. It is a two-run double for Derek Hill, and he is out trying to stretch it into a triple, 9-6-5 on the play at third. Three-run score for the Red Ears at the top of the sixth inning on three hits. There were no errors and no one left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Tacoma 7, Oklahoma City 3.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together. To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It is Tacoma 7, Oklahoma City 3. New pitcher is Riley O'Brien. He'll face Hunter Fiducia, Jake Amaya, and Devin Mann. O'Brien to face a left-hand hitting Fiducia. And his first pitch is breaking ball in there for a strike. Justice Sheffield went five innings, allowed four hits and three runs. They all scored in the second inning. Sheffield a little wild today. Walked five, struck out two. He's in line for the win if the Rainiers hang on. Pitch is up and away to Fiducia. O'Brien is appearing in his 25th game, 1-2 with a 5.46 ERA. And here's his next pitch, and it is grounded towards short. That's fielded by McCoy. Throw to first in time for the out. One away at the bottom of the sixth inning. And now Jake Amaya is the hitter. O'Brien's been on a real strikeout surge recently with 17 strikeouts in his last 10 and two-thirds innings. Now Amaya, right-hand hitter, is 0 for 1 with a walk and a strikeout, and O'Brien's pitch is a curve in there for a strike, going 1 the count. Next pitch coming here. And it is inside. Now a swing, grounder to third, past the third baseman, and into left field. That's a base hit for Amaya. Mejia ranged left, just couldn't reach it. It was out of his reach between short and third, and Amaya was on at first with one out, and now Devin Mann is the bat. Right-hand hitter. Man's 0 for 1 with a walk and a fly out, and he checked his swing on the first pitch and takes it for ball one. Next pitch outside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. O'Brien falls behind. Mariners game is underway. They entered play today tied with Tampa for the top wild card spot, only a half game ahead of Toronto, who has the third wild card spot. This next pitch is in there for a strike, although Toronto helped out all three wild card contenders by sweeping a doubleheader from Baltimore yesterday. Now the 2-1 pitch grounded towards third. Mejia has it, goes to second. There's one out, and that's all they'll get as VR dropped the ball on the exchange, trying to relay a throw to first, although he didn't have any chance to double him up. So they get the one out. Amaya forced out at second base, and Mann reaches out a fielder's choice, and now Andy Burns is the batter. So Tampa, Seattle, and Toronto, the three teams entered play today, separated by just a half a game, but they all have wild card spots at the moment. And the first team out, Baltimore, is now 4.5 games behind Toronto and 5 games behind Tampa and Seattle because the Jays took 2 games from them yesterday. And their series is continuing today. First pitch missed to Andy Burns. Next offering from O'Brien is breaking ball outside in the dirt and blocked by O'Keefe. 2 balls, no strikes. Now, taking a look at today's scoreboard, Tampa has already won. They beat the Red Sox 8-4, so if the Mariners want to remain tied for the top wild card spot, they're going to have to beat the White Sox and Johnny Cueto tonight. 2-0 pitch coming to Burns from O'Brien, and it is a fastball in there for a strike. The Orioles actually lead Toronto right now 6-4, but it's only the sixth inning in Baltimore. Two-one pitch in there for a strike, 2-2. Something I noticed with the Orioles is that their rookie catcher, Adley Rutschman, has now actually passed Julio Rodriguez in some of the statistical areas that will be considered when they vote for the American League Rookie of the Year. So here's a foul tip by Burns. He now has a higher WAR in, as measured by, there's different WARs. There's the Fangraphs WAR, the Baseball Reference WAR. Adley has moved ahead in at least one of those. Now the 2-2 pitch is grounded towards short. McCoy has it and flips it to second for the force out on Devin Mann. And that wraps up the bottom of the sixth inning. No runs for Oklahoma City on a hit and one runner left on. We go to the seventh. It is Tacoma 7, Oklahoma City 3.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Llega a batear por Tacoma.
We go to the seventh inning. Right here is on top, 7-3. And Daniel Zamora continues to pitch for Oklahoma City. The former right here will work on Forrest Wall, and his pitch is a fastball outside, ball one. Wall's been quiet tonight. In fact, the right here's top of the order has been quiet tonight. Wall, White, and Lewis, the three hitters coming up this inning, are a combined 0 for 8. Wall 0 for 3, and he takes a strike now. Counts even, one ball, one strike. Now the 1-1 is outside for a ball, 2-1. So, correction, they called that a strike. So 1-2 to Forrest Wall. And this pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three, and Wall strikes out for his third time in this one. One out of the seventh, and now Evan White will be the batter. White's 0 for 3. And the pitch is in there for a strike. Next offering, high for a ball. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss. So White's behind in the count, a ball and two strikes. And the pitch is grounded foul. Still one ball, two strikes. So 1-2 to White. Next pitch from the lefty is outside. Two balls, two strikes. Now a swing and a foul back and out of play behind home plate. So still an even count, two balls, two strikes. And this pitch is hit foul down the right field line. Good distance on that foul ball, but White has been straightening that out recently and hitting the ball with power to the opposite field. The right field is recent run of homers, 7 homers in the last 17 games. At least 5 have gone to right field. 2-2 pitch. Grounded foul, first base side, still 2-2. So still two balls, two strikes. And Zamora's pitch is bounced to the right side. Backhand picked by Burns at first base. Flips it to Zamora, covering the bag at first for the putout. And two men are gone in the top of the seventh inning. Evan White grounds out to the first baseman. Two down for Kyle Lewis. Lewis is 0 for 2 with a walk. Lewis looks out towards Zamora. Left-hander with the arsenal of off-speed pitches, and his pitch is outside to Lewis, ball one. Zamora generally works in the upper 80s on the radar gun with his fastball, but he's getting a lot of movement. His next pitch is inside for a ball. Actually, they called that a strike, caught the inside edge. The count's even 1-1. Catcher didn't catch that pitch. No one on base, doesn't matter, but bounced away from him. Off the mitt. 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss. There's strike two. So Lewis behind in the count, 1-2. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. That is strike three. Went up the ladder and they got him. And Lewis is the final out here at the top of the seventh inning as the Red Deers go in order. Three up, three down. And we go to the seventh inning stretch here at Oklahoma City. It's Tacoma 7, Dodgers 3.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
It's the seventh inning stretch here in Oklahoma City. Tacoma 7, Oklahoma City 3. New pitcher for the Red Ears, Fernando Abad, comes in from the bullpen. Abad will face Drew Avens, Michael Bush, and James Outman, three straight left-handed hitters. Riley O'Brien went one scoreless inning, allowing a hit. Rest of his line, all zeros. So Abad ready to go to work against Drew Avens. Left versus left here. And the veteran southpaw's into his motion, and the pitch is bunted out and missed. There's strike one. Abad in 34 appearances for the Red Ears this year is 0-1 with a 3.50 ERA. 36 innings pitched, 30 strikeouts, 7 walks. Now the 0-1 is a swing and a miss. There's strike two. About ahead of the count, no balls, two strikes. Now the lefty. Well, Avens backs out of the batter's box for a moment. Now he's in there ready to hit. The 0-2 coming from Abad, and it is outside with a fastball. One ball, two strikes. Now the 1-2 pitch. Swung out, hit in the air towards left field. Backpedaling is Wall, but he's there, and he makes the catch. And one man is out in the bottom of the seventh inning. Avens flies out to left field. And that'll bring to the plate Michael Bush. Now the pitch misses for a ball. Now this pitch down low for a ball. 2-0. Abad falls behind Bush. Bush is flied out, grounded out, and walked 0-2. And the pitch fouled away, and the count goes to 2-1. Now the next pitch is called a strike. Counts even 2-2. Next offering is outside. Full count 3-2. Here comes the payoff. And it is just outside, ball four, and Bush ends up drawing a walk, a rare walk issued by Fernando Abad. So Bush heads down to first base, his second walk of the game, 40th walk he's drawn in 91 games at the AAA level. And now James Outman is the batter. He's 1-for-3 with an infield single. Tacoma has limited Oklahoma City to 5 hits in this game, all singles. 3 of them infield hits, as it's a swing and a foul at the plate by Outman. They really got their runs in the second because of walks. 2 walks after there were 2 outs and no one on set the stage for 3 runs that ended up scoring. With only one ball hit out of the infield, and that was a shift-beating ground ball single. So here's a pitch in for a called strike to Outman, 0-2 the count. Now, time called for a moment. Okay, Abad's ready now. Leading from first is Bush. The 0-2 pitch is hit in the air to center field, and lining it up is Hill. He does have to go back a few steps, but he hauls it in, and there's out number 2. Outman flies out to center field. 2 away at the bottom of the seventh inning, and now Jason Martin is the batter. Martin's 0-for-3 today. Martin is going to be a candidate for this league's MVP award, leading the league in homers and runs batted in. 30 homers, 102 runs batted in. So the pitch is outside to Martin. His batting average is 282. OPS is 941. He has the third highest on base plus slugging in the league. And he doesn't benefit from a great hitter's park like some guys do in this league. This next pitch is in there for a strike. 1-1. David Villar of Sacramento has a higher OPS. Although Villar's going to, I believe, fall off the leaderboard due to lack of plate appearances because he's back in the big leagues. Here's a foul tip by Martin. Winton Bernard for Albuquerque was putting up MVP level numbers. He's actually, I think he's back with them now, if I'm not mistaken. But he really benefits from the high elevation there. Here's a liner to left. Coming in on it is Wall, and he has to play it on a bounce. And stopping at second base is Bush. Jason Martin with an opposite field single, and there are two on with two out. And now Tomas Talis is the hitter. Talis is 0 for 2 with two ground outs and a walk. Stone Garrett with Reno, an MVP candidate, but he's up in the big leagues now, too. But he slugged 28 homers and drove in 95 runs before getting called up and did it for a first-place club. So here's a pitch up high to Talis. And now a pitch in there for a strike. 1-1 the count. Now the 1-1 pitch coming from Abad, two on, two out, and it is swung on and hit on a bounce or two to VR at second base, who fields it. It takes it to the second base bag himself for the putout, and that wraps up the bottom of the seventh inning. No runs for Oklahoma City on a hit, and two runners left on base. We go to the eighth inning. It's Tacoma 7, Oklahoma City 3.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
On we go to the eighth inning. It is Tacoma 7, Oklahoma City 3. And Oklahoma City brings in another rehabbing major leaguer. It is Tommy Canley, who has had an arduous return from Tommy John surgery that has taken longer than I'm sure he anticipated. As he had, well, he pitched in one game for the Yankees in 2020. And then the elbow woe started, and he ended up needing Tommy John surgery, so he's out for over a year, right? And then he tried to come back mid-summer this year with the Dodgers and actually pitched in four big league games in May this year and ended up having a bone bruise in his right elbow where they'd had the Tommy John surgery, so he was placed back on the injured list. And now he's trying to come back, and just like Danny Duffy, who we saw earlier in this game, Canely is trying to get back to the big leagues for the stretch run in the playoffs. He's ready to face Jared Kelnick, and the first pitch to Kelnick is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Canely has had success in the majors, some tremendous years with the White Sox and the Yankees, an impact reliever in the playoffs. 0-1 pitch is swung on and skied to shallow left field, and coming in on the ball is Martin, still coming in very shallow, and he makes a running catch on a ball that probably should have been caught by an infielder, but they make the play. The out is recorded. Martin, the left fielder, with the catch. And one man's out of the eighth, and now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. O'Keefe having a game today, 2 for 2 with 2 singles. A run scored, was hit by a pitch on the hand in the third inning. Looked bad. Had to be checked by the trainers, but he stayed in the game and got another hit his next time up. And O'Keefe getting ready to face Canely. K-A-H-N-L-E, pronounced Canely. Here's his pitch to O'Keefe. And it is swung on and hit high in the air to shallow right field. Then back goes Bush in his outman, and Bush, the second baseman, calling for it, makes the catch. And O'Keefe is out on a pop-up to the second baseman. So two men are gone quite quickly in the top of the eighth inning. And now Eric Mejia will be the batter. He is 1 for 3 with a single and a run scored so far. Canely is set, and the pitch to Mejia is taken for a ball, 1-0. Reminder, early baseball tomorrow, 10:05 a.m., first pitch, Pacific time. Little Wednesday daytime baseball. Now the pitch is a swing and a foul tip at the plate, and the count's 1-1 to Mejia. Rainiers are starting Connor Wade tomorrow against Dodgers pitching prospect Gavin Stone. Their big-time pitching prospect Bobby Miller was supposed to start on Thursday, but I've been told he's not going to make that start. Here's a swing and a grounder to second base. Bush fields it and throws out Mejia at first base, which wraps up the top of the eighth inning. 3 up, 3 down. We go to the bottom of the eighth with the score. Tacoma 7, Oklahoma City 3.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Thank you. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Tacoma 7, Oklahoma City 3 is our score. New pitcher for Tacoma. It is Taylor Williams, and Williams takes over for Fernando Abad, who went one scoreless inning, allowing one hit. He walked a man. No strikeouts for Fernando today. Most importantly, no runs. So the new pitcher is Taylor Williams. And Williams has pitched very well out of the right ear's bullpen, fashioning a 1.10 ERA in 15 appearances, 18 strikeouts, 4 walks, and 16 and a third innings. He'll face Hunter Fiducia to lead things off. Left-hand batter, first pitch hit in the air, foul down the left field line. There's strike one. Fiducia, Amaya, and Mann up this inning. Now the 0-1 on its way, and it is called a strike. So 0-2 the count to Fiducia, and Williams, the Vancouver native, with a pitch and a swing and a miss. Strike three. Down goes Fiducia, and one man is out at the bottom of the eighth inning. Taylor Williams strikes out the first batter he faces. And now Jake Amaya is the hitter. Amaya is 1-for-2 with a single, a walk, and a run scored. And the pitch is taken up high for a ball. What another count. 7 runs, 7 hits, 1 error for the Red Ears. 3 runs, 6 hits, no errors for Oklahoma City. Now a swing and a miss. And the count's even 1-1. Now a swing and a foul back. So 1-2 the count. Now the 1-2 is on its way, and it is inside for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. And now a swing and a ground ball through the middle and into center field. That's a base hit for Amaya. He's got his second hit of the game. He's hit safely in 8 of his last 9 games for Oklahoma City. A couple of base hits tonight. And now Devin Mann will be the hitter. Man, right-hand batter, 0-for-2 with a walk and a run scored today. And the pitch is in there for a strike. Mariners are scoreless in the third inning against the White Sox, bottom of the third. Johnny Cueto on the hill for the White Sox, Logan Gilbert for the M's. White Sox won the series opener last night, 3-2. Guess that was an afternoon game, wasn't it? Here's a chopper to first. White has it, fires it to second for one. Back to the pitcher covering first in time for the double play. Smoothly maneuvered by Evan White, fielding that grounder, slinging it to Jonathan Villar, who was covering second base for the 3-4-1 double play. You don't see that one too often. And that closes out the bottom of the eighth inning. No runs on a hit. We go to the ninth. It is Tecumseh 7, Oklahoma City 3.
Marybridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Marybridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Marybridge Children's, we're here for you.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
We head to the ninth. It is Tacoma 7, Oklahoma City 3. And a new pitcher is in for Oklahoma City. We knew ahead of time it was going to be a bullpen game for the Dodgers, and they have delivered. Nick Robertson is in to pitch. He is their seventh pitcher used in this game. And he'll face Mason McCoy, Jonathan Villar, and Derek Hill. And McCoy stands in, and the first pitch to him misses for a ball. It's 1-0. McCoy's 1-for-2 with a double and a walk. He has driven in a run and scored two runs. And the pitch is a fastball called a strike, and that evens up the count 1-1. Nick Robertson just promoted to Oklahoma City today. Here's his 1-1 pitch, and it is grounded left side and deep in the hole, picked up by Amaya. Long throw to first, not in time. McCoy legs out an infield single, and he's aboard to get things started in the top of the ninth inning. Mason McCoy with his second hit of the game, and now Jonathan Villar will be the batter. So this is Robertson's AAA debut. At AA Tulsa, he was 1-3 with a 4.88 ERA in 44 appearances. They even used him as the closer sometimes. He had seven saves. There's his pitch now to VR, and it misses for a ball, 1-0. Robertson, a 2019 draft pick of the Dodgers out of James Madison. Toss to first base. Back in standing up is McCoy. There's the 1-0 pitch. Runner goes, and it is outside for a ball. Throw to second base is high, and sliding in safely with a steal is McCoy. He has his 19th steal of the year, and Mason McCoy has only been thrown out twice. So he steals his 19th. Rainiers lead 7-3 in the ninth inning. Looking for insurance runs. Why not? Man in scoring position. 2-0 the count on VR. And Robertson's pitch is pulled sharply to the second baseman, Bush, who gobbles it up and throws out VR at first base. But McCoy advances 90 feet to third. So he's at third with one out for Derek Hill. Hill, 1-for-3 today. That two-run double he hit in the sixth inning, really opening things up. That was the hit that changed the score from 5-3 to 7-3. Much more comfortable lead, obviously. Infield drawn in now. Runner at third, one out. The pitch to Hill. Poured in there for a strike. Hill's now hit safely in his last four games. Now the 0-1 pitch. Inside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Now Robertson misses low and away. 2-1. Derek Hill in his 20th game for Tacoma. He swings and misses at the next pitch. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Runner at third, one out. Fastball up high. 93 on the radar gun. Full count. Swinging a foul out of play by Hill. Still three balls, two strikes. And Robertson with the payoff, and it is a called strike three. Hill thought it was ball four, but the computer umpire called it strike three, and there's the second out here of the ninth. Yeah, the computer called it. We are using the computer for the balls and strikes in this series. We're not doing the challenge system that was tested out at Cheney Stadium in the last three home games. It was certainly interesting. I think we are going to see the challenge system again on the second leg of this road trip in Las Vegas. As here's a swing and a miss by Forrest Wall. There's strike one. Right, here's a warming up. Nick Ramirez in the pen to pitch the bottom of the ninth. Here comes the 0-1 pitch to Wall, and this is hit in the air to center field. Then drifting back is Drew Avens. He's under it, and he makes the catch for the final out. Right, here's do not tack on in the ninth. No runs on a hit, and one runner left on. We go to the bottom of the ninth. Tacoma 7, Oklahoma City 3.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
We go to the bottom of the ninth inning, and the Red Ears have a 7-3 lead over Oklahoma City. Red Ears trying to lock up a victory in the opening game of this series. They bring in closer Nick Ramirez. Not a safe situation because the lead is four runs, but manager Tim Fedorovich wanted to get his closer in there to see if he could put this one away. Ramirez, third in the league with 11 saves, 3 wins and 3 losses, a 2.83 ERA in 47 and two-thirds innings. He struck out 43 and walked 11. He'll face Andy Burns, Drew Avens, and Michael Bush. Burns stands in, right-hand batter, 1-for-3 with a single and an RBI today. And he swings at the first pitch and pops it up foul and out of play. There's strike one. So 0-1 the count. Next pitch is swung on and popped up in the home plate area. This one might be playable. It is playable. O'Keefe makes the catch in foul territory, and there's the first out. So Burns fouls out. One away, and now Drew Avens is the batter. Avens, 1-for-3 with a single. And a walk and an RBI. Left-hand hitter, so left versus left here. Ramirez with a pitch, and it's fouled away. Strike one. Ramirez has been better against opposite side hitters, right-handed hitters this season, and that's because his changeup, which is a very good pitch, is more effective against the right-hand hitters. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and it is bounced up the middle, deflected by Ramirez, picked up by McCoy, who throws to first, too late. Safe is Avens. And the right ears were in trouble there as soon as the ball was touched by Ramirez, and it changed direction. If he had missed it, really the ball hit him more than him trying to field it. And if it had not hit him, it would have been an out. McCoy would have just picked it up near the second base bag, but instead he had to change directions and move back towards the hole, and Avens ends up with an infield hit as a result. So runner at first with one out for Michael Bush, and it is a pitch outside, ball one. Bush is 0-for-2 with two walks. Runner at first, one out, bottom of the ninth. Raiders lead 7-3, and the pitch is outside. Two balls, no strikes. Jake Ramirez has been with the Raiders all year. 33-year-old lefty, big league time with the Padres and Tigers, and his next pitch is low ball 3. Last thing in the world he wants to do is walk Bush. Dangerous hitters coming up in Outman and Jason Martin. You do not want to see Jason Martin come up representing the tying run. He leads the league in homers. 3-0 to Bush is called a strike, and the count goes to 3-1. Now the 3-1 pitch from Ramirez is a fastball called a strike, and the count is full, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, one out, runner at first base in the bottom of the ninth inning. Ramirez is ready. And the payoff pitch is swung on, bounced to the left of the mound. Ramirez off the mound, fields it, fires to first in time for the out. Tough play by the pitcher, and Nick Ramirez made it to get the second out at the bottom of the ninth inning. Two away, and now James Outman is the hitter. And even if he reaches, Martin will not represent the tying run. Martin on deck now. Outman, 1-for-4 with an infield single. Runner at second base with two away. Right here's with the 4-run lead. And Ramirez is ready. Here's his pitch. And it is taken outside. Outfield plays straight away and deep. Infield not shifted, although the shortstop McCoy is shaded up the middle. And the next pitch to the left-hand hitter is a swing and a miss. There's a strike. It's 1-1. 1-1 pitch, fouled away. Out of play on the third base side. So one ball, two strikes. Right, here's a strike away from victory here in the series opener. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. That's the ball game. Ramirez got him with his breaking ball. Outman fans and the Raiders are winners. 7-3 the final score. And Tacoma wins the opener of the six-game series from the first place, Oklahoma City Dodgers. Great showing for the Raiders today. They scored early with a big second-inning rally, tacked on more runs in the sixth. We'll tell you how it happened, recap the scoring in this one, and have a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard in the Tacoma Rainiers post-game show coming up next.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
Hey, Tacoma fans! America's pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Rainiers!
Rainiers win it 7-3, the final score. Tacoma winning the series opener here in Oklahoma City. Their first win of this ballpark since 2017. They had lost, only five games here. Just took 5 years because the Rainiers just don't come here very often. But the Rainiers getting the win today 7-3 and improving their record on the year to 61-69. This game was 0-0 going to the second inning when the Raiders got to the Dodgers starter, Bo Burrows, who was a reliever making a spot start, and he had pitched a scoreless top of the first. But in the second inning, Brian O'Keefe greeted him with a ground ball single through the left side. He went to second on a wild pitch. Eric Mejia then sprayed a single into center, putting runners at the quarters for Mason McCoy. And McCoy drove a ball to the opposite field, hitting it off the fence on a short hop for an RBI double. O'Keefe scoring. The Raiders were ahead 1-0. It left runners at second and third. And then Burrows uncorked a wild pitch that brought in Mejia, made it 2-0 Tacoma. And with VR at the plate, VR then lined a two-run blast over the wall in right field here at Bricktown Ballpark, a place that VR used to call home on his way up to the big leagues when he was in the Houston Astros organization years ago. And the two-run homer made it 4-0 Tacoma in the top of the second inning. And that knocked out Bo Burrows. And the Dodgers moved on with their bullpen game. And they immediately got three runs back at the bottom of the second. Sheffield got two quick outs at the bottom of the second inning. But then with two outs, he walked back-to-back hitters, Amaya and Mann, putting runners at first and second. Andy Burns then with the shift on to the left side, he chopped a ball through the right side of the infield, the vacant right side for an RBI single. That made it 4-1. A wild pitch moved the runners to second and third. And with two outs, Avens at the plate. Avens hit a little chopper to the right side. The charging second baseman, VR, tried to do the bare hand pick and throw to first base, but he couldn't pull it off, the ball deflecting off his hand. Scoring from third base was Devin Mann on the play, and the ball deflected to Sheffield, who picked it up, and Burns, who started the play at second base, was running on contact. He never stopped at third. He went all the way around to try to score. Sheffield made an errant throw home, was charged with an error as Burns scored and made it 4-3. Sheffield then got the final out of the second inning and proceeded to pitch scoreless ball in the third, fourth, and fifth. None of it easy, but there was a lot of traffic, especially after there were two outs. But Sheffield got through five without allowing any more runs and protecting the one-run lead throughout that time. In the sixth, the Raiders put three on the board, big runs to open it up against the reliever Danny Duffy, longtime major leaguer on a rehab assignment. Jared Keldick ripped a leadoff double to right center field. And then Brian O'Keefe singled, putting runners at first and third. And then a pitch got away from the catcher, Fiducia, for a pass ball. And Jared Keldick scored from third base. O'Keefe ended up at second. The Raiders were ahead 5-3. After an out, Mason McCoy drew a walk. Duffy then struck out VR for the second out of the inning. He was done after five hitters. They went to the bullpen, brought in Daniel Zamora, the former Rainier, to face Derek Hill with runners at first and second and two outs. Hill laced a double down the right field line. It brought in both O'Keefe and McCoy and put the Rainiers ahead 7-3, and that was a big hit in the sixth inning. Raiders would get just one hit the rest of the way, but it didn't matter because the bullpen was shut down today. Fernando Abad, a scoreless seventh inning. Taylor Williams, a scoreless eighth inning. And Nick Ramirez, a scoreless ninth inning. The Raiders win it. 7-3 is the final score. Here are the final totals for Tacoma. Seven runs on eight hits, one error. They left three on base. Oklahoma City scores three runs on eight hits, makes no errors, leaves nine on base. Justice Sheffield gets the win, and Sheffield is 6-7. The loss goes to Burroughs. He falls to 6-6. Time of the ball game was 2 hours and 37 minutes, and the attendance 3,877. With the win, the Red Ears are 61-69, and Oklahoma City falls to 73-57. Day game tomorrow, bright and early. Tune in, 10:05 a.m. Pacific time, first pitch. I guess we're going to start that pregame at 9:55, aren't we? That's tomorrow, right here on this stream. Connor Wade for Tacoma, Gavin Stone for Oklahoma City. 10:05 a.m. Right here is when this one, 7-3. The final, stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard after this.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System. And MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Rainiers win. They beat Oklahoma City 7-3. Let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard. Mariners playing the White Sox. The M's just broke through with the first run of the game, scoring on a throwing error at the bottom of the fourth. Mariners lead the White Sox 1-0. Logan Gilbert on the hill against Johnny Cueto in that one. Finals from the AL. Earlier today, Tampa beat the Red Sox 8-4. as Randia Rosarena hit a three-run homer in the first inning. Tampa tied for the top wildcard spot with the Mariners, so the Mariners have to win today to maintain that tie. Tampa's red hot, winning 22 of their last 32 games. Another team the Mariners are keeping an eye on, well, I guess in this case you're really rooting for Toronto to continue to bury the Blue Jays. They're playing one another. The Blue Jays hold the last wild card spot, and Baltimore's the first team out. Baltimore does lead Toronto 6-5 in the bottom of the eighth inning right now in Baltimore. 6-5 O's, bottom of the eighth. There's a final in the American League to pass along from Kansas City. The Guardians beat the Royals 4-1 behind the pitching of Shane Bieber. And then in progress, the Rangers lead the Astros 4-3 in the bottom of the seventh inning in Houston. And Mike Trout is homered as the Angels lead Detroit 3-1 in the fifth. And the Twins and Yankees in New York were rained out today. One interleague game, the Atlanta Braves lead the Oakland A's 6-5 in the top of the fifth inning in Oakland. National League, Pirates beat the Mets 8-2, and Mitch Keller tossed six scoreless innings. The Mets have lost three in a row, all against kind of bottom feeder teams. Phillies defeat the Marlins 3-2. Gene Segura with the game-winning RBI single with the bottom of the ninth inning. The Cubbies have won. They beat the Reds 9-3 at Wrigley. St. Louis knocked off the Nationals 4-1. Also in the National League today, the Brewers lead the Rockies 6-1 in the eighth inning at Coors Field. Arizona has a 1-0 lead over the Padres. They're in the top of the fourth inning in San Diego. Giants and Dodgers are in the second at Dodger Stadium. L.A. already ahead 3-1. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today. Here in Oklahoma City, the Red Ears win 7-3. We'll be back with more after this.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Well, great start to the road trip for the Red Ears. This 12-game trip tying for the longest of the year. Actually, one was 13 because of a doubleheader, right? No, that was the homestand. 12. 12 is the longest road trip of the year. Tied for it anyway. And Red Ears win the opener here at Oklahoma City. 7-3, the final score. Sheffield getting the win. The Red Ears with two rallies. A four-run rally in the second. Jonathan Villar with a rocket of a home run to cap that rally. And then the three runs in the sixth with a big two-out, two-run double from Derek Hill wrapping up that rally. So good day for the Red Ears. Seven runs in the opener of the series. And the pitching was good, holding Oklahoma City to three runs, two earned. A lot of walks issued by Sheffield, but hardly any hard contact. He allowed four hits. Three of them were infield singles. The other one was a beat the shift going the other way ground ball base hit. And not a lot of line drive outs or anything like that. Very little hard contact, and Sheffield able to survive the five walks because of the lack of hard contact. And he ends up getting the win as a result. So Red Ears win it 7-3, the final. We've got a final in from Round Rock. They beat Sugarland 4-0. That means they're only one game behind Oklahoma City in the Eastern Division standings. El Paso could pull within 2.5 games if they win at Albuquerque, and they appear to be on their way to doing that. They lead 11-3 in the seventh inning. Also tonight, Reno leads Salt Lake 9-6, bottom of the eighth inning in Salt Lake City. And Vegas and Sacramento are tied up 1-1 at Sacramento in the sixth. Raiders will be back at it tomorrow morning. Quick turnaround, 10:05 a.m. first pitch. Connor Wade against Gavin Stone. Pre-game show starts at 9:55 right here on this stream. Well, thanks a lot for tuning in today. That'll do it for today's broadcast. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Bricktown Ballpark in Oklahoma City, where tonight the Tacoma Rainiers defeat the Oklahoma City Dodgers 7-3. Have a great night.